Imagine you're on a subway train, and then suddenly you see ancient texts. Then you find yourself on the Rock of Eternity. After you look around, you stumble upon an old wizard who offers you superpowers. After saying Shazam, you morph into a grown adult with many extraordinary abilities like wisdom, super strength, endurance, power, courage, and super speed.
Shazam, formerly known as Captain Marvel, was originally created by C.C. Beck and Bill Parker on February 1940 by Fawcett Comics. Fawcett Comics created Captain Marvel but was discontinued its title for 20 years after DC filed a lawsuit against Fawcett. Later, DC licensed the character in 1973 and relaunched Captain Marvel with Superman under the title Shazam. In the meantime, Captain Marvel went to Marvel Comics. Shazam's powers are powerful, mostly being god beings that grant Billy his abilities. The S stands for Solomon's Wisdom, the H stands for Hercules' Strength, the A stands for Atlas's Endurance, the Z represents Zeus's power, the A stands for Achilles' Courage, the M stands for Mercury's Speed.
Shazam has been growing in popularity for the past few years. In this podcast, we're going to talk about how Shazam is so popular and how he was created. He is relatable to kids, and many kids want to be like their favorite superhero. And Billy Batson receives powers, and he has a movie in theaters.
My name is Matthew.
And I am Anthony.
The premise is kind of almost the most iconic of all wish fulfillment premises, Levi said. And yet, for whatever reason, only now is this movie being made. But haven't we all sat around as children wishing we had ability to jump, just magically turn it into our super self? Some days, I wake up and I'm still hoping that my genetics are mutating, and I'll be able to. I was a big X-Men fan, X-Factor, X-Force, X-everything. And that's one of the things we love about that franchise, is that it just kind of happens. You were normal and then you mutated. Shazam is the kind of classic. It's almost Grecian, almost in that you're a normal person who says a magic. He says a word. It's a magic word, and all of a sudden, now you're imbued with magical superpowers, Levi continued. You get fast and strong and all of these things. I think there's something so incredibly classic that's wrapped up in that. But also the very pure, unjaded wish, fulfillment of a pure-hearted kid who really is just trying to make his way in the world, find love, his family, and this all-powerful wizard sees in this kid something no one else sees, and therefore, because of that, rewards him, and then he gets to be the Earth's mightiest mortal.
Shazam is a joyful superhero movie about a teenage foster kid, Billy Batson, who can morph into an adult superhero by speaking the name of the wizard who gave him his abilities.
In 1939, Fawcett Comics was looking to capitalize on the superhero boom created by characters like Superman. The writer, Bill Parker, came up with the idea of a team of superheroes, each of whom possessed the power of a different mythological figure. The idea was ultimately revised to one character with all those powers, and thus was born Shazam. Shazam was going to be a rival of Superman, but then DC put a lawsuit against Fawcett Comics for being too much like Superman and being more popular. So DC eventually gained the rights to Shazam as Captain Marvel. That's how Shazam was created. He first appeared in February 1940 in Wiz Comics. The publisher of Fawcett Comics soon ran into trouble. DC alleged that Captain Marvel was a copy of Superman. In a lengthy legal battle, eventually saw Fawcett agree to cease publication of Captain Marvel-related comics. Captain Marvel didn't appear in comics for more than a decade before Marvel Comics trademarked the name in 1967. Their take on the character debuted in Marvel Superheroes number 12 before getting his own line, and it was marked completely different to DC's version. The reason for this was in 1972, DC Comics acquired the other Captain Marvel from Fawcett. Due to Marvel's trademark, they could not publish a comic under his name and called it Shazam instead. DC did try to find a way around the trademark, though. Then Marvel sent them a cease that in a decisive letter saying that under trademark laws, you couldn't even make the name predominantly on the cover like that. So they had to change it to Shazam, the world's mightiest mortal.
Like Superman, the first American superhero and the character that defined most of the genre tropes, the original 1939 incarnation of Captain Marvel could fly, had super strength and speed, and wore a costume of tights and a cape to rescue people. Seeing the similarities between the characters, National Comics publication, Superman's publisher, who later became DC, and sued Fawcett, Captain Marvel's publisher, over copyright infringement against Fawcett, who published Captain Marvel. There's one other factor that set the Captain Marvel lawsuit apart, however, at its peak. Captain Marvel was selling more copies than Superman, and even became the first superhero to get their own live-action film. Naturally, National didn't like that Fawcett's copy was outselling their original, adding fuel to a lawsuit that aimed to seize publication of Captain Marvel. National and Fawcett settled out of court, leading Fawcett to cease publishing comic books and sell the rights to some of its comic characters. But they held on to the Marvel family and their other superheroes. From there, Captain Marvel all but disappeared, though some less successful superheroes briefly adopted the name over the years. Then in the 1960s, another publisher entered the Captain Marvel dispute, realizing that since Fawcett had ceased publishing The Adventures of Captain Marvel almost 15 years prior in 1953, in 1967, the still newly christened Marvel Comics, formerly Atlas, realized that the famous hero moniker that included the namesake was not in use, and decided to make their own Captain Marvel. From there, things don't get simpler, because the actual title Captain Marvel was now under trademark by Marvel Comics, DC couldn't simply publish their hero stories under his own name, so they improvised. Drawing a name from both the wizard that gave Captain Marvel his powers and the magic word he speaks to become a hero, DC began using Shazam as the title of their Captain Marvel's comic book, and even began referring to the character by that name in other media, including television and toys. When Billy Batson's parents died, Billy was still a baby. Billy thought that he would have to defend himself and had no one to rely on for help. But one day, he was guided to the Rock of Eternity, where the ancient wizard Shazam waited for Billy. The world needed superheroes at the time, and Billy got transformed into an adult superhero by calling down a magical bolt of lightning. Now, whatever evil must be stopped or people are in need of assistance, Earth can rely on the mighty power of Shazam. Off the pages of DC Comics, he is in a foster care situation with his sister Mary and his friend Freddy. In his past, Billy is granted powers by an ancient wizard who had scoured tens of thousands of years of human history looking for a pure human to whom he can leave in charge of his abilities. Instead, the ancient wizard runs short on time and has to settle for a snarky child. Okay, it's more like Billy convinces the wizard that there's no such thing as a completely pure human because Earth is hot garbage and the wizard realizes he needs only to find the potential pure goodness in humanity. Thus, Shazam is born from the ancient wizard granting his abilities.
The wizard Shazam's duty was to protect the world from the seven deadly sins. The seven deadly sins include pride, envy, greed, hatred, laziness, selfishness, and injustice. These seven deadly sins are under the careful watch of Shazam at the Rock of Eternity, where they are trapped in tiki-like stone statues. Shazam's other major villains include Dr. Savannah, Black Adam, and Mr. Mind, his main villain being Black Adam. In 1941, Captain Marvel got its own movie called The Adventures of Captain Marvel, starring Tom Tyler and Junior Coghlan. Later in his comic book history, Shazam got a team of superheroes just like him, called the Marvel Family, which consists of his foster siblings. Billy's foster siblings include Mary, Freddy, Darla, Pedro, and Eugene. With his movie in theaters and his relatability to modern kids, Shazam is relevant today. Shazam, starring Zachary Levi and Asher Angel, released in the theaters on April 5th, 2019 in the USA.
Oh, really? Maybe I should go see the movie someday and hopefully get some entertainment from it. Shazam is one of the oldest superheroes, but he will always be one of the most intriguing to many kids and adults.